AI narrated audio generated from Sheremaestro Market Research. Full article. Marathon Petroleum closes near its 52-week high as refiner breadth strengthens, but turnover lags. MPC added 2.3% in the latest week and sits only 3.2% below its 52-week high, with the trend signal active for 25 weeks. The constraint is participation, with volume at 0.9 times the 13-week average. Research brief. Marathon Petroleum's weekly setup remains constructive inside a strong U.S. refining group. But the stock's 82.2% premium to Sheremaestro fair value and below average turnover leave confirmation as the key test. Key points. 1. MPC closed at $316.5 on 31 July, up 2.3% for the week, 18.8% over 4 weeks, and 29.7% over 12 weeks. 2. The stock is 34.1% above its $235.9 weekly trend line, and 3.2% below its $326.9 52-week high. 3. U.S. oil and gas refining and marketing breadth is strong, with 78.9% of industry names in active weekly trends and 78.9% showing positive market dynamics. 4. Latest volume was 9.5 million shares, or 0.9 times the 13-week average, leaving the advance short of stronger participation confirmation. Weekly price action keeps MPC near the top of its range. Marathon Petroleum finished the week ended 31 July at $316.5, gaining 2.3% and keeping the stock in the upper band of its one-year range. The close sits at 93.9% of the distance between the 52-week low of $155 and the 52-week high of $326.9, leaving only a 3.2% high-water gap after a powerful 94.9% 52-week return. The shorter windows still show follow-through rather than a simple one-week burst. MPC is up 18.8% over 4 weeks and 29.7% over 12 weeks, with a 26-week gain of 81.2%. That price strength has opened a wide gap versus both the weekly trend line at $235.9 and Sheremaestro fair value at $173.7, evidence of premium demand, but also a clear valuation distance risk if momentum cools. Trend signal remains active, while market dynamics are positive, but not forceful. The Sheremaestro trend signal is active, and the trend backdrop has been in place for 25 consecutive weeks, with 45 of the past 52 weeks active. Price remains 34.1% above the trend line, so the weekly regime is still constructive. And the composite score of 81 supports the continuation profile. Market dynamics are also positive, with latest activity pressure at 1.26 and relative strength at 37.72. The setup is not cleanly one-sided, however. The signal state shows no fresh activity pressure trigger, and the recent smart money record includes 19 reversal markers, which makes confirmation more important as the stock trades close to its high. Refining group support is stronger than the broader energy sector. MPC's industry backdrop is a meaningful part of the story. U.S. oil and gas refining and marketing names averaged a 2.9% gain for the week, 16.8% over 4 weeks, and 16.2% over 12 weeks. Industry breadth is firm, with 78.9% of constituents in active weekly trends, 78.9% showing positive market dynamics, and 63.2% carrying positive relative strength. That is stronger than the broader U.S. energy sector in activity terms. Energy's average weekly return was 0.5%, with four-week gains of 9.9%, but only 21.0% of the sector showed positive market dynamics, despite 66.0% active trend breadth and 77.0% positive relative strength. Within refining, MPC's 29.7% 12-week return ranked well, though peers such as PBF Energy, Par Pacific, and Delek US have delivered sharper recent advances. Volume and risk define the next test. The main reservation is volume. MPC traded 9.5 million shares in the latest week, below both the 13-week average of 11.1 million and the 52-week average of 10.8 million. Producing a 0.9x volume ratio on both measures. Earlier legs in the move drew heavier participation, including 17.1 million shares in the week of 6 March, 18.3 million on 20 March, and 13.8 million on 26 June. So the latest high-range close did not arrive with the same force. Risk metrics are not stretched by recent volatility alone. 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.4%, versus a 5.0% one-year base. And a 52-week record shows 31 positive weeks against 20 negative weeks. Still, the average up week is 4.5% and the average down week is negative 3.2%, while the stock is far above fair value. Next week's watch list is therefore straightforward. Whether activity pressure expands, whether volume moves meaningfully above average, and whether the stock can absorb selling near the 52-week high without losing the trend line as the central weekly regime level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.